Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Da-da-da-da-day, whoa, boom, boom, boom,
ba dum ba do 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 dum de da 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 day.
Now woman to woman, songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman.
Well, good evening and welcome to Woman. I am your host, Minister LaDon, and of course, Coach D is with us. She just happens to be away from the studio at the moment. We are doing something new this evening, and so we hope that you'll be joining us throughout the show. We are going to be going Facebook Live promoting some of the shows that we have coming up. So you're going to hear a lot of gushing things in the background, laughing, joking, and having fun, but you know, that's what we do here on Woman to Woman anyways. We like to have fun. And so we hope that you will be having fun right along with us. And Coach D is actually coming back into the studio at this time. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we have coming up for the month of May. You are going to be so excited about these topics. And if you are listening in, if you're listening in on the computer and you happen to be our Facebook friends, why don't you get ready to go on over to Facebook and join us on Facebook Live, because we are going live with tonight's show. Isn't that right, Coach D?
Yes, we are. We are so excited. We are experimenting. This is definitely something new that we are going to try. But we really want you to see us face-to-face. You hear our voices weekly over the last couple of years, and we want you to see who we are, who Coach D is,
and who Minister LaDon is.
So bear with us tonight. This is just informative. We want you to get some information. We want to get some information from you. So are we ready?
Are we?
Why don't you chance to see what the sisters do? You know, this is live, but you know how we do, get in the camera. Now we want to make sure you got the right side of our profile and our hair is on fleek.
yeah, we definitely are doing that. So, yeah, if you join us on Facebook Live, you're going to see a lot of what we have going on right now. And hopefully we don't have all kinds of craziness going on, right?
Are you recording? Are you recording right now? We are live in the studio, but we're not recording on Facebook.
Okay.
Right now. But we're not Facebook Live.
Okay, so friends, we are testing our camera first. We're testing how we look on camera as well. So that's what you hear.
So you're hearing a lot of, we're bringing you in live. This has not, you're not coming into something that's already set up. We're letting you walk through the studio with us virtually. So you're going through our testing, and you're going to hear background noise. You might hear somebody sneeze. You might hear the audience applaud. But you're hearing every single detail that it's going to take before we go live on Facebook. And we're doing this because we will, come May, it's going to be such a powerful month. We have so many special guests that we're going to be bringing to you. And Minister LaDon is going to be sharing that. And we will not have any other shows for the month of April. Next time you see it will be in May, and we plan on breaking out.
Exactly. So we'll be going live for the rest of this month.
Woo.
You ready? You ready to test that and see what we look like before we came out, before we go live?
Let's see what we got going here.
Oh. We're laughing at the test that we've taken so far. Kind of all right. What do you think?
I think so.
Can you fast forward it so you can see the alpha change?
No.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Let's see. Are listening yet? If you're listening,
go on over to Facebook.
Okay. So you like the black better, right? No?
doing fine.
I just feel like I feel. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Thanks. What's up, sister?
Oh, is that again? Now you're hearing us in the background.
So we're gonna play a song. We're gonna play a song for
exactly.
Our audience so that while we're pulling it together, we promise that this is gonna be interesting.
You know, we always keep it interesting. So while Hosty is pulling up a song, let you know we are perusing our test video and seeing all the stuff we don't like, do like about it,
yes.
So that we can adjust.
Have you ever heard of bloopers? This is your experiencing MCD woman to woman bloopers. So you're hearing it raw before it gets cut, before it gets edited. You're hearing it raw. We're going to play a song, and then the next time you hear from us, we will be Facebook Live, and you'll be able to hear. If you're not on Facebook, you'll be able to hear the show. The audio of the show. So we're going to play a song, and the next time I'm here, we will be fine.
I can feel it in this place tonight. Spirit of the Lord is here, breaking chains off, lifting heavy loads. Hey, yeah. Something's happening in this atmosphere. They need to sing prophetically right now. I can see a new day dawning. I can see a breakthrough coming. And joy comes in the morning. Breakthrough, breakthrough. I can see a new day dawning. I can see a breakthrough coming. And joy comes in the morning. Breakthrough. Yeah, yeah. I can see a new.
Well, we are back. And we're going live. 2, 3. Well, good evening, Facebook. Welcome into the live studio of Woman to Woman. We thought we would try something different. You have Coach D here and, of course, Minister LaDon. How are you guys doing this evening? Well, we are doing something a little different Tuesday night, as you know, it's Woman to Woman. And we are live in our studio as well, so we have listening audience through in the studio. We have listening audience on the Internet, and now we have you, Facebook Live. So we were going to do something a little different because we want to share some things with you all, something exciting, some exciting things, of course. So welcome to the studio. Thank you guys for joining us. We are going to be talking about the month of May, all of the things that we have going on for the month of May. And we hope that you guys will make it a point to be joining us because we believe that we are bringing some really, really awesome material that will help us just do better, you know?
Yes, amen. I'm excited. Are you excited?
Of course, of course.
You know, we're trying to make things exciting for you so that you'll be willing to listen in on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So tonight we're going to take the opportunity. We want to know from you. We want to hear what is the subject that matters to you. And we know this show is Woman to Woman, but we're finding that a lot of men are tuning in to Woman to Woman because they want to understand their women.
Of course, of course. And we're not going to change the name from women to everybody. But we do have a lot of guys who do tune in. And we definitely want to get your opinion. We want to hear your feedback. We want to know what you want to hear. We want to know what you want to talk about. We can bring material all day long that we think is relevant, but unless we hear your voice, we don't know how relevant it is to you. And our goal here with this program is, of course, to help our family just to do, again, do better, live more productive lives, reach our goals, be happier, and have some fun while we're doing it as well, right?
Amen. Amen. So we are, Mr. LaDon's going to be sharing with you. We are
okay.
Oh, this way.
This is very comfortable. We are in the studio. This is Woman to Woman. This is Girlfriend. We are in the studio. We're talking live.
This is not practice. You're getting the raw, unadulterated, just us. Okay, so you might like you're not gonna hear anything tonight. You know, but the one thing that we could guarantee you're gonna hear is you'll see the love of Jesus through us. It's all MCB Network, Woman to Woman, Process and Pain. The foundation of that is Jesus. And so it's our hope that you'll never hear on our show anything that's contrary to the Word of God. But we want to bring you some practical principles unto perception. We want you to get it. We want to bring you guests. We want to bring topics that matter. You know, we did a show 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Which show?
We did
do a show 2 weeks ago. But which show are you talking about?
Child support. Yeah. We had an amazing, amazing turnout. Our guest has 20-something years working for the child support, and she gave some rich information. She was very factual, but she was also neutral in the sense that she said child support is not for everybody. Giving an example. Do you mind if I give an example?
You okay, well, she wanted to talk about me.
No, giving an example when she said that everybody should not file child support.
Because some
people go, you know, sometimes the mothers or fathers are involved in the kids' life and they're making sure that the kids have clothing and they're paying a certain amount of money to help out. They're just trying to help out, do what they could do when they could do it. Then the other parent goes file child support, and then they end up getting nothing. Or either they end up getting less on child support. So I'm just giving that as an example. We've had,
but if you missed that show, don't worry. You can always catch the archive. And on top of that, we are bringing that guest back in a few weeks as well because, again, it was such a great turnout.
We only have her for a short amount of time. An hour was not enough, and so we will be bringing her back.
Yeah, so we have so many subjects, but we want to bring those things to you. Know, we may do a show on divorce.
What
you know, what do people have to go through if you've ever been through a divorce? And many of them have. What was that like? You know, everybody's experience is different because everybody experienced different things, but nevertheless, I believe it's a grieving process. I think there's something you have to go through. So let's hear from you all. You hear, you're listening. What kind of shows would you like for us to do? What kind of shows would be exciting that you would like for us to do and potentially bring guests? You know, we already know about, you know, we want some positive things too. They got enough shows on side pieces. Side chicks and side dudes and that kind of stuff. You know, it's there. And they have enough shows or things, you know, you could turn to reality TV all day long, all week long to see that kind of stuff. So we're not trying to be that show. But we want to do great factual things.
Yeah, it's that stuff. Again, things that will help us out in life. We're trying to build each other up, not tear each other down, not add to the drama in your life or create more drama. So if you're looking for drama, you're probably at the wrong place, the wrong show. But if you're looking to improve your life, you have definitely tapped into the right show. And Woman to Woman is what you want to be listening to every Tuesday at 7 p.m.
If you're a woman, you need to be on the show.
But men, too, you can listen to. Yeah, and we have guests that are men sometimes. But we've had some great shows over the last year, and we definitely keep everything in our archive. So if you've missed any of the shows, you can always go back to your Facebook links, click on a link, and it will take you to shows and actually pick and choose which shows you want to listen to as well. But again, we want to hear from you. We want to know what you want to talk about, what you want to hear about, what you want to know about. We will definitely take those things, those ideas, and create shows around them.
Yeah.
But as for the month of May, we have what we think are some pretty exciting shows because we were sitting and talking and we were thinking like, okay, it's getting ready to be May already. How many of us have actually kept to the goals or the New Year's resolutions that we started this year? How many of you have been working out and maybe you were hot and heavy for 1 month? And then all of a sudden, you haven't been back to the gym.
Me.
How many of you went crazy over Easter, or you said, okay, I'm just going to start eating better, or I'm going to be more organized, and you find that, you know, you're right back in the same old rut. So the month of May, we call Minding Our M, because everything starts with an M for the show topic. But definitely some topics that will help you in life. We have a show on money. We're going to be talking about finances. We're going to be talking about credit repair. We're going to be talking about investing. We're going to be talking about saving. We're going to be talking about budgeting, how to make your money work for you instead of you working so hard for your money. We're going to be talking about even the type of employment you choose. You know, if you are at a job and it's not bringing you in enough money to where you are comfortable or you're able to reach the goals that you want to reach, maybe you should start looking for a different job. And we're going to be talking about different ways that you can do that as well. But we're going to just deposit some seeds into your brain that we hope will take root and grow so that you can, again, reach your goals.
So our month of May, first, we got to, you know, what we know is it's a process, but we got to deal with the what first.
The mind, of course.
Because if we don't change our mind, we're not going to change our situation.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't change our mind, we will not change our situation. Then once we got the mind together, and the mind, we're going to pull in the spirit with that because you got to make up your mind. There's got to be a place for you that you get your inner peace from, your inner strength. For me, that's my Father. That's my Heavenly Father. My spiritual belief is what keeps me centered. Then once we get the mind and the spirit together, then
we're going to go to management. But before we get off mind, I know I'm talking a lot. When we have our show on mind, we're going to be talking about things such as how to help release some of the stress. Because even if you, you have to be able to manage your stress. If you want to be able to reach your goals,
and be happy, live happy, healthy lives, you need to know how to manage stress. A lot of people don't know that stress is killing you. Not only is stress killing you, it's affecting all your relationships and different things like that. We're going to be talking about emotional maturity. How many of you women out there are, you know, all over the place, a little childish when it comes to your emotions? We're going to be talking about peace, how you find your peace, and how to live happy lives, you know. And we're going to be talking about forgiveness as well. And because I talk about money and because I brought up the subject of us not reaching our goals and it being made, I love that you said we're going to deal with the mind first, because that is the reason why you are not reaching your goals. That is the reason why you are not seeing the fruit that you would like to see or the progress that you would like to see in your life. It's because of the mindset.
Yes.
And then we are going to go on to management. And management, we're going to be talking about, again, goals. We're going to be talking about setting goals, but we don't know how to set goals. How about reaching those goals that you set? How about staying focused? How about our habits? How about living in the right environment from day to day? If you get in your car and your car is junky and it's stuff everywhere, do you know that that causes you to be stressful? Do you know that that causes you to lose confidence? It causes you to just be chaotic. We're going to be talking about staying on track. We're going to be talking about habits, environment.
Right. You know, managing your time, managing your household. One of the things I found in my life when my death was chaotic. Mm-hmm. Normally, when one area of your life is chaotic, it's the whole. You could go back. You could look at your house. Is your house chaotic? Meaning whether it's drama or whether it's clutter, whatever those things are. But normally, if you could look at a person's phone or you could look at a person's car and different things, and that's going to tell you what's going on. It's going to give you a clue of what's going on in the inside. There's some things. So we want to, you know, talk to, we got, you know, like I said, guests that come in. We're going to talk to you about how do you manage that? How do you manage being entrepreneur and a mother and a minister, if that be the case. Maybe not a minister, but maybe you're going to school to get that degree and you're trying to go to school and you got to come home and you got a cook and you got a husband, you got kids. You got so much pulling from you in different directions. But there's a way to manage that. And we're going to talk to you about that. And then we're going to go from once we get you organized through management. So we dealt with the mind. Now we're going to get you organized. Let's start cleaning. Let's start
get rid of the clutter,
uh-huh. You know, the waste and all that stuff. And then once we get you there, we're going to talk about maintenance.
And maintenance, of course, is our health, staying healthy, being healthy, and how to do it on a budget, how to do it without, you know, breaking the bank, how to do it easy as well. I hear a lot of people who say, I want to start eating better. But then the weeks go by and they ran out of time to either prepare meals and different things like that. But if you don't start doing that now, then it's going to affect you later. One of the I read an article today, and it was talking about the different regrets that people have at the end of their life. And one of it was not taking care of themselves better, not being healthier so that they could have lived a little bit longer or lived a better quality of life. So let's start now. The things that we are eating is killing us, people. You hear so many people who have now developed cancer and other different
diseases, and all of this stuff has to do with, you know, I had to take control in my life because I got so busy.
Mm-hmm.
I got busy being a mommy. I got busy being an employer. I got busy being a minister and having a ministry. I got so busy doing all this stuff that I forgot about me.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that, especially mothers and ladies. We do that. I got so busy. And I was in purpose, and I was so good, you know. But all this time, I noticed that my temple was deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
I started feeling the aches and the pains, and the weight started coming on. And I, you know, I contemplated if I was going through a journey, because I'm on a 21-day journey, and I'm on day 4. And I'm going to tell it. I'm on day 4. I have not eaten any solid since Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm on day four, no solid. I'm doing alkaline water. And I ask you, I'm not going to go into too much of that because that's one of my shows on May the 11th, and I have a special guest that's coming on to Processing the Pain, and that's going to take us through that. So I'm excited. But yeah, we have to take control. We got to think about us because if we're not around, all these other things we're managing in life, they're not going to be managed, at least not by us, if we're not here.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter how much money you make if you're not healthy. It doesn't matter what goals you set if you're not healthy. So let's start getting back to health. So we're going to be talking about maintenance. And from maintenance, we're going to go to money. Money, 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 money.
Money.
So, you know, one of the biggest things of today is that most people don't know how to manage their money. Most people are in debt. And do you know that debt is a product? Debt is bought and sold every day, all day long. It's a product. They create debt, and they want to keep you in debt because, of course, you have to pay for being in debt. Who wants to pay for not having money? That's like crazy. So we're going to be talking about, again, credit repair. We're going to be talking about budgeting, making that dollar stretch, not living beyond your income. When you set your living, your type of living and lifestyle below your income, you'll find that you become much more happier and a whole lot less stressful. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about, again, investing, saving,
bonds, stuff that we don't, a lot of people, we live day to day and we're thinking, you know, I get this amount of money, I gotta pay this, this, and this, and oftentimes we think we don't have enough. But I tell you, if you really sat down and counted your pennies, many of you will find that on a weekend, I know me, on just a weekend, by the time I went out to dinner a couple of times or breakfast, by the time I went to the movies or this or went to the grocery store, I could spend $200 easily on a weekend. And when you think about it like that, and
it's like a couple hours.
You're not even a full weekend. You're like, if you had $200 you spend, and you say you don't have money, but guess what? We have money. So we be spending money. So we have money. It's just, where are you spending? You know, it's funny because of, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about where you know where a man's heart, the treasure. Oh God, somebody help me. where a man puts his money is where his heart is, really his treasure. Mm-hmm. And so I was sharing with someone because we were talking some business opportunities, and I said, you know, a rich man is not rich because of that he got cash on hand. A rich man is rich because of his credibility. So when you think the FICO score don't mean nothing, and when you think your 300 and 400 FICO score, you know, it don't matter. So, and I've heard, because I had this mentality. I used to have a mentality that I'm going to die owing somebody. That's what I used to say. I'm going to die owing somebody. Might as well live good. And I used to have that mentality, but I'm talking about years ago. Because I had a house at 21 years old that I purchased my first house. So, but my mentality got to a point where right after I purchased that house, I started making some bad choices, and my mentality was, I'm going to die on somebody. I might as well die living large. And that was my mentality. And guess what? We could laugh, but guess how many people, guess how many Americans, especially in urban cities, that have that mentality. They had that mentality because it doesn't make sense ever. And if I step on somebody's toes, just say, out hallelujah. It never makes sense for you to be driving a Bentley and you got a two-bedroom apartment and you got to park it in a carport. That makes absolutely no sense.
Unless you just don't want to purchase a house.
So who wants to put their Bentley in a carport?
Well, you know, if you can't afford it, it doesn't make sense. That's what we're saying.
I'm gonna do something here to bear with this. Minister LaDonna's gonna keep talking, but I need to make some adjustments really quickly. So you're gonna see some movement and stuff. We apologize in advance. So stay tuned with us.
So you want me to go around, or you want me to look along that way?
No, I just need to get that. I need that white plug.
Okay, I'm fine.
My glasses back on. Right there. See, we don't do everything. You know, we have to be the technician. We have to be the editors, the producers. We're producing it ourselves. We're editing it ourselves. Bear with me here. Woo! We're ready to go. We are ready to go. So we're going to talk about money and now what's our – and after we got all four of those things, which was mind, management, maintenance, money, the last one is maturity. Maturity. And so we are going to be talking about you should be seeing growth in your life. You know, from year to year, you should not be in the same place that you were last year, especially in our relationships and different things like that. If you keep going through the same type of relationship over and over and over and over and over and over.
Keep being a victim. Look what he did to me. He did this to me. He did that to me. And I'm not saying, we're talking about over, redundant, where you get out of one bad relationship, you get another. And I'm not, this is not the stuff when people talk about, I've been in it. I've had some failed relationships. You know, but you got to learn at some point.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to learn. And you got to stop being a victim. If you keep getting the same type of dude, and I say the word dude, yes, I did. If you keep getting the same type of dude, what's the one thing that those different dudes that you would have in common? You.
Yeah.
You're the common denominator. So at some point, you got to take a look at self and find out what is it? What's the conditions of your heart? Because we draw into us the conditions of our heart. As a man think it, so is he. So if you draw those conditions to your heart, and so if you got, if you're broken, and there's some extensions. You might be broken, and God may see you this mighty man of God that has the patience and have the anointing to work with getting you whole and healed. That's the that's 0.05%. That's the exception to the rule. In most cases, if you're broken, you're going to attract brokenness.
Well, that's because if you're broken, of course, you're not even paying attention to what God is sending into your life. But definitely, if you are going through the same types of relationships over and over again, we need to come to a place where we are being more mature. We're communicating better. We are looking for or dealing with a certain type of man and being okay with, getting what we want, being okay. I think the biggest thing with relationships is communication. And so and not managing our emotions well. You know, not managing our emotions well. So we definitely want to make sure that we're mature in all areas of our life, that we're getting those things that we want in life. And so with that comes, you know, being able to self-analyze, being self-aware, being willing to grow, being willing to accept those things or those habits that you know are sabotaging you, sabotaging your relationship, sabotaging your job. You know, different things like that. So we are definitely going to be talking about maturity. And with all of these different topics that we brought up, we have guests who are coming on. We have professionals in all of these different areas who are going to be coming on and talking to you and me. And
we're excited. So don't say for 1 minute this. Mark Marion Calder, because I think a lot of times people have a tendency, when people get familiar with you, they have a tendency, oh, that's just Coach D. Oh, that's just Minister Ladon. That's what the people that don't know you say. But the people that know you, oh, that's just Nacy. That's just Denise. That's just Don. You know what I'm saying? And you get so comfortable. You get so comfortable that, oh, I might tune in today. I might not. You know what I'm saying? And you just, and we love your support. We love you to tune in. We don't love you to tune in because we just need numbers and we need you to tune in. We love you to tune in because we're hoping that something is said on the show, whether we bring guests in or something is revealed through us, that will be a blessing in your life to make a difference, because we're really about encouraging and empowering and educating women, because women got a bad rap. We really don't get along. There's so much envy and jealousy and hate and backbiting and backstabbing that goes on among women. It's ridiculous. Anytime, you know, it's so much. It's so much competition. I mean, when you got to be married in a covenant relationship and have to worry about other women trying to get your man, or, you know, or somebody trying to outdo you or outshine you and all this kind of stuff, you know.
Are we we're criticizing, you know.
Why she wear that?
I think that, don't get it twisted, because as sisters, we're supposed to be able to tell our sister something. Mm-hmm. I should be able to tell you if you're too negative. I should be able to come and say, Don,
I ain't like that.
I should be able to say, you should be able to talk to your sister then. And it should not have to turn out at this point in life, depending on where you are. For me, and I'm just keeping it real because I'm not old, okay. But at almost 54 years old and a whole life full of experiences, I should have no business in the world, none whatsoever, falling out with another woman. I really shouldn't. And I don't have time for it because I don't have time. I'll just cut it loose because I don't need friends. And I'm being real. I do not need any friends in my life. I have enough friends that have proven themselves. I have enough family. But I'm saying that these are my sisters in Christ, and we should not be falling out. We should be able to sit down and talk. We should be able to say, if you stepped on my toe. Sometimes, a lot of times, fallout is simply because somebody said something to hurt somebody's feelings and they wasn't willing to acknowledge, hey, I hurt your feelings, or hey, you hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we won't say when somebody hurt our feelings. We'll just be mad.
Yeah, yeah. So we definitely, and that's why we do this show. That's why we created Woman to Woman, is to, build a sisterhood amongst all of us, really, and make sure that we just start living differently. Stop tearing each other down. Life is too short to be tearing somebody else down. For what? Like, why? Why? Why are you competing with the next lady? Everybody wants to be happy in this world. Everybody wants to be loved in this world, or everybody wants to find joy and find peace. And so because we all do, we want to make sure that we are treating each other well. And when we begin to treat each other well, treating ourselves well first and then treating each other well, then maybe some of these guys out there that treat women like crap will start treating us better. But
they have to, because it's the accountability system. Accountability, it's kind of like how we deal with the kids now. The kids, we see society has built this thing, we don't have the village anymore. And I just wonder, that same village that was around, that raised us as kids, I wonder if that same village to hold not just men that's cheaters, but women.
Mm-hmm.
What if you wouldn't mess with a woman who is already involved in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
What if you wouldn't mess with a man that's already involved in a relationship? Then they couldn't cheat. Who they gonna cheat with?
Yeah.
If you stood your ground.
Yeah.
Who would they cheat with? That's just an example of some of the things. And this show is not about, we're not talking about cheating. We're jumping all over the place. If you've been listening since we started going live. We didn't talk about every. I can tell you where to get some good Brazilian hair.
So let's talk about there. I can tell you where I got this powder and gel thing that I do on my nails now.
It's very expensive, but it's organic. So we're going to talk about some of those kind of things.
Yeah.
What things can you do? We're going to start learning about why we shouldn't be eating chicken. I love some fried chicken.
So anyways, we hope that you will definitely join us for the month of May. Again, we have exciting topics we're going to be bringing to you the entire month of May. And this is a series. It's not just, topics of shows that are by themselves. We're going to tie the whole entire series together. And hopefully, at the end of May, you will be back on track with your goals. And not even just back on track, you'll be, further along. You get, a burst of energy. So
yes. And we got to do some exciting things. May is gonna be dynamic. I'm telling you. Tune in. Listen. Just be inspired. Take some of the notes. Stop acting like we can't learn from each other, because I think a lot of times that's what happens too. I know her. I knew her from back in the day. I can't learn nothing from her. You know what? You never know who you can learn from. I learned from my son. You know what I'm saying? I learned from my grandkids. You never know who you can learn from. It. So if you can't open, the mind is like a parachute. That's what they say. The mind is like a parachute. It doesn't work unless you open it.
Yeah, and if you knew me back in the day, I've come a long way.
it's not where we. But everything we went through created this beautiful woman of God right here. Look at her.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Single mom raised four, now women, but raised four women that don't have no babies. And I'm not knocking anybody, but don't have no babies. They're not on drugs. They're not in jail. None of them done time. None of them out there prostituting. That is amazing. You know what I'm saying? And we just take that kind of stuff from granted, like that's just stuff that happened. You know that's not stuff that happened. There's another mother that could tell you a whole other story
mm-hmm.
about the fear and her constant praying for her daughter. You know, or another mother might say, God, she, you know, this mother might be 40 years old and got three grandkids from her daughter who's only 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not knocking that, but we're supposed to be here to help each other because people have some things that they're traveling. They have paths that they're traveling down. And you wouldn't even been able to know what to put into your girl if you wouldn't have went through some stuff. If you didn't know nothing, you can't tell nothing. You can't tell me nothing if you haven't been through something. But I tell you what, I'll sit at the foot of somebody that's been through something, that's not just been through it, but have conquered, that's not still going through, but has conquered, and now they're at the next level, trying to go to the next level. Amen?
Don't give a free deal, Mike.
But yeah, definitely. Again, we're hoping that you guys do tune in and that you have been enjoying what we've brought to you so far. It's been over a year now that we've been doing Woman to Woman, and we thank all of our listening audience, all of the support that you guys have sent over the year, all of the fun that we've had on the show. We hope that you will continue to have more fun with us. And yeah, tell a friend, tell your sisters, make it girl night. We usually do.
I mean, you know, really, make it a girl night and just make it, you know, they got book clubs that they do. Just make it a thing on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And we're out in time for you to go watch
all of your drama shows.
We're out in time. If that 7 is over at 8.
But you know what? Sometimes we go past 8 because we're having so much fun.
Right. So, you know, get your girls and get your tea or your coffee or your wine. Just get it and just get together and sit down and listen in and make comments. And maybe after it, you guys might talk about some things. But we would love to hear from you. We love to hear interaction and comments on the show. We love to hear, what you're doing. If you have a story.
Yeah, definitely. We are looking for guests to come on the show. If you have an interesting story, an inspiring story, something that you've been through and gone out on the other side and you may be able to help the next person who might be going through, we would love to have you here on Woman to Woman. We want you to join us. We want you to call us or email us. You can contact us on our Facebook page and let us know so that we can have you join with us in helping our fellow sisters out.
Amen. So we do have some listening callers in the studio. Do we want to, I don't know, do we want to maybe give the listening callers in the studio opportunity to maybe share what they might want to hear shows on? And if you're listening through SB Live, you can't maybe talk to us unless you call into the studio. And the studio number is 646-721-9678. Or you could text. You could just text in and make a comment. I'll put on my glasses. You know, I can't see it. I'm not going to lie. But I'll put on my glasses now so I can see if anybody's making any comments about maybe a show you would like to see. If you're if you got a story that you believe would be a blessing, again, email us your story.
Or you might know somebody. You might know somebody who has a story or particular professionals or different things like that can come on and help our sisters out. We will be, somebody who might be a doctor who has come across this breakthrough procedure or something like that, anything. Anything that's interesting, anything that's fun, and anything that will build us up, because that's who we are, woman to woman, building each other up, one sister at a time.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So, gosh, I mean, this was kind of quick, but I think we got our point
across. We would love for, like we said, we would love for your continued support. Don't look for us next Tuesday.
Oh, you can look for us because we'll be Facebook Live next Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
We just, yeah, we'll be
okay.
Facebook Live next Tuesday.
So we'll be Facebook Live next Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And we'll just be chit-chatting with you all because we're just getting prepared. We're hyping up May. We got some exciting guests that's going to be in the studio in May. And
you don't want to miss any of it.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
At all.
You know.
And the guests are going to blow your mind. Yep, they're going to change the way you have your money.
We all can use that.
Yeah, definitely. Change the way you eat, change the way you sleep, change the way you do everything, and change it for the better. Right?
Yes.
But again, thank you guys for joining us. This has been long. Thank you for sitting and listening to us being so long-winded. We hope that you will be back with us next Tuesday. And not only back with us next Tuesday, but, of course, joining us for the month of May on Woman to Woman. And, you know, just tuning into the whole MCD network because we have a ton of different shows.
Yeah. Oh, to make mention, so we know Woman to Woman on Tuesdays at 7.
Mm-hmm.
So MCD Network has a series of shows, the Woman to Woman, and Processing the Pain on Thursdays at 7 p.m. as well. I'm beefing up for May. So I'll probably do maybe a little live thing this Thursday, something really light, because we want this to be dynamic. We want MCD Network, Woman to Woman, Prophet. We want it to be a household name. We want people to know when it comes on that they're going to get something good, that it's going to be juicy, that it's going to be something that they can, that's tangible, that they can remember. Amen. So we just want you to, you know, be there. the program that you do, it can't be in conflict with what we already have going. So woman to woman is woman to woman. You can't come in and say, well, I want to have girls talk or something like that. It can, you know, it's got to be something that doesn't already exist. And it's not a lot that exists. It's only two shows, but you know what I'm saying? You can be creative.
And you don't have to be a woman. Join MCD Network.
Yeah. You could be a man. We would love to have a man that's health conscious, that's maybe a doctor, that's looking for some airtime for 45 minutes, you know, on a Monday, that want to talk about maybe not eating chicken and how dangerous processed foods are. So we need a health segment. We need a health segment. We need maybe somebody that real estate, you know, that's good with, you know, that have knowledge and have enough information for 45 minutes to share with real estate. There's a lot of people out there that are looking to buy a home, and they just don't really even know the first processes of that. They don't know, you know, about FICO. Believe it or not a lot of people know what a FICO score is.
Yeah. So basically, if you think that you have a wonderful show idea and you want to host a show, contact us, and we'll see what works out.
Amen.
All right. Well, again, we thank you guys for joining us. We hope that you had a good time listening to us yap away. And we hope that you will be joining us next Tuesday. And, of course, that you will become listening partners of MCD Network. Thank you, and we hope to see you soon. We love you guys. Have a good evening. Enjoy yourself and be happy.
Be happy. Okay, matter of fact, we are fixing to close out. And we're still alive.
We are being so silly, but we love the Lord.
Bye.
Okay, so now we know pretty much how often I'm going to be.
Well, good evening, Facebook. Whoa!